湾关系法40周年之际，解放军军机模拟对台攻击。
As president, I want to tell you that Taiwan is not intimidated.
These kinds of things should stop.
从不成的航母到成功的故事，美国对台政策是否将再次出现180度的转向？
Recognizes the government of the People's Republic of China.
Yes, it.
整个奋斗成功。
民之所欲，常在吾心。
难道阿扁错了吗？
何路有路，然而心
在台湾，台湾欢迎爱台湾的去心态。
I've never been better.
We're going to have a very good relationship with Russia and China.
中国人打中国人。
台湾绝不会接受一国两制。
MacArthur called Taiwan an unsinkable aircraft carrier.
Here's a picture.
前美国在台协会台北办事处处长杨苏弟的父亲，曾在麦克阿瑟将军麾下服务，1960年代担任驻台美军顾问。杨苏弟回忆年少时，父亲在高雄执行协防台湾的任务。
Mao Zedong was still quite militant. They used to shell the islands, you know, the Matsu and Jinmen islands. There were clashes in the Taiwan Straits. As I say, we used to bike to Tsoying all the time. And Tsoying is the Navy base, as you know.
Yes.
I remember one day we were told, you need to go down to the harbor there because something has happened. So we went on our bikes.And there was a Taiwan destroyer in the harbor that had been in a fight with PLA torpedo boats. And it had big holes in the side of it like this. My father was a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel. And he said, well, we were trying to make sure that they were ready to fight a defensive war if they were attacked. But we were also concerned that after the disaster of the Great Leap Forward,Chiang Kai-shek might be tempted to launch a counter-invasion of China. Guangfudalu! Guangfudalu! So what they would do is they would be alert to any possibility that the KMT army was practicing amphibious landings.
断交之后，美军第七舰队在台湾的分遣队撤出。
1988年，前总统蒋
而随着蒋经国去世，反攻大陆的口号也走入历史。而美国与台湾，则是依照《台湾关系法》，由美国在台协会与北美事务协调委员会继续所谓的非官方关系。
TRA also created the American Institute in Taiwan.Which serves as sort of a de facto embassy for the United States in Taiwan.
AIT is the vehicle for which we continue the relationship.
When I went out to Taiwan, I had to formally resign from the Foreign Service, even though I was being paid by the U.S. government.
It's a fictitious relationship. It's a fictitious operation.
We could not meet government officials in their offices. If we had a meeting, we had to go to a restaurant or a tea house or something. And it was so artificially cautious.
国务院不许我们把双向院用作 ambassador's residence， 就是我可以在里面睡觉，但是名片上不能用那个地址。第二个，不能举行国庆酒会。第三个，不能在那里举行外交宴会。
In retrospect, that would have been foolish, and we should have just said we won't make that choice.
The whole question of a one-China policy is something that's a figment. We have a policy of one China. We deal with the China. We also have a policy of dealing with Taiwan. That's the Taiwan Relations Act.
having informal relations with Taiwan doesn't mean we need to be rude. We can treat them with respect, and we can treat them as our good colleagues, even if our relationship is informal.
接到雷根总统的请帖，布什副总统的请帖，苏兹国务卿的请帖，我也乖乖的问，可不可以？不可以。我每不可以一次，我就画一横。这个政治街道差不多十个了，他们开始对我有信心了。
回头想想，这四十年是对的，真的是 incremental， 一步一步，台美关系在改善。
1994年，北美事务协调委员会驻美办事处改名为驻美台北经济文化代表处。2011年。双向圆第一次举行双十国庆酒会，美台之间的外交限制逐步松绑。2018年，特朗普总统签署台湾旅行法，促进双方高层互访，美台关系更上一层楼。回首美台关系，这40年来可说是经历了惊涛骇浪。1982年。里根签署逐步减少对台军售的817公报，对台湾提出6项保证。1989年，老布什任内爆发天安门事件，成为美中关系的转捩点。1995年，李登辉访美，在母校康奈尔大学发表演说。
台湾 experience basis be through political change on the foundation of stable and continuous economic development.
美国甲中共关系遮密切啊，尽量无爱互我去嘛。但是可能有学校长呢，一直主张嘛，主张要互我去嘛，所以就去找我甲你讲呢，迄当时克林顿就无反对哦，但是呢，迄当时就是国会啊，国会啊答应。所以我一到国会会长，国会真侪人来飞机场来欢迎我，民之所欲，常在吾心。
1996年，台海导弹危机爆发，克林顿派遣尼米兹号与独立号航空母舰巡弋台湾海峡。
去可能，救了双机，迄个中方。中共拍飞弹来修理，别修理台湾嘛，对不对？有这个代志本身，所以啊，美国啊，煞尾就是派航空母舰，按日本的约过去啊，航空母舰来台湾啊，修理中国，中国才接电去啊，对不对？啊，迄阵子我足强啦，你中央对台湾有什么法度，对不对？我发声，反对中国的飞弹，根本的拢假爆的，假搞的。
1996年，李登辉成为台湾第一位民选总统，开启台湾民主化。2000年，陈水扁与吕秀莲当选，台湾完成首次政党轮替。
当然，第2000年。阿扁啊，要来参选总统。迄当时，中国的总理朱镕基嘛伫选前三天来讲，支持台独没有好下场。
谁要是搞台湾独立，你就没有好下场。
安尼文讲有好，武的来，文的也来，但是呢？阿扁啊，甲咱李前总统拢总无受到中国因素的影响，拢总有这个机会来当选台湾的民选第一位甲第二位的总统。
We went to Ah Bien's and they were just so excited, tens of thousands of people, and we were there when it was clear that he had won. People were just going crazy because it was the first time you had a Taiwanese president.
咱台湾伫维权、敬仰、民主这条路，唔是讲遐尔好行。
今天我们中华民国宣布台湾地区的戒严状态，这个解除。
所以，未来台湾会当来解除戒严，开放党禁，开放报禁。会当国会全面改选新市长的民选，到最后总统会当直接由人民来投票选出。尽管说我们低头自卑，拢总有美国的因素，所以台湾的民主化是美国政府安尼难到卡手。那要讲一句较俗语的话，就是左三思。
2000年，台湾完成首次政党轮替。然而，陈水扁在2002年提出一边一国，导致美台关系陷入紧张。
咱台湾是一个主权独立的国家。简单讲，台湾甲对外的中国一边一国，得爱分得清楚。
2005年，北京提出反分裂国家法，有意借此与美国的台湾关系法分庭抗礼。
草案规定，台独分裂势力以任何名义、任何方式造成台湾从中国分裂出去的事实，或者发生将会导致台湾从中国分裂出去的重大事变，或者和平统一的条件完全丧失，国家得采取非和平方式及其他必要措施，捍卫国家主权和领土完整。
2008年，马英九上任，提出外交休兵的主张，缓和两岸关系，并举行历史性的马习会。
马习会啊，马习会，我消息出来以后，美方就表示欢迎。等到开完了，我们的专机回到了台北，一个小时之后，在美国华盛顿有六个单位，包括国务院、国防部，还有国会的各种党团，都发表声明，表示肯定。在这以前是没办法想象的，对不对？我们好像以前都是敌人嘛，我选择美国就要跟大陆为敌，我选择大陆就要跟美国为敌。可是我们在这里做到说，我们跟大陆这个进行最高层次的会晤的时候，美方反而表示支持，而且我们是在开会前差不多将近5天，跟大陆最后一次谈判的时候啊，最后的时候大家相互提醒对方，我们要跟老美打个招呼哦。
同时，
对，同时，结果崔天凯跟沈女巡几乎是同时打电话给苏森双城，就是国务院哎这个亚太事务的副助理国务卿。你可以想象他们当时接到电话的时候是多么的欣慰。我们跟美国来说的话啊，那么他对我们的安全、对我们的国防都有很大的帮助。但同样的，我们跟大陆也要发展一个和平的关系，才不会呢造成两岸关系的紧张。
2016年，蔡英文当选，成为台湾第一位女性总统。
今天的选举结果是向世界证明，台湾人就是自由人。
同年11月，特朗普赢得美国总统大选。
And I promise you that I will not let you down. We will do a great job. We will do a great job.
2016年12月2号，特朗普接获蔡英文的祝贺电话。
川普总统上任之前，他就有接受了我们总统蔡英文总统的一个恭贺的这个电话。那当然我们做了安排，那我也坐在旁边，那我们听到两个领导人之间非常温暖的一个对话。
I took a call. I heard the call was coming probably an hour or two before. It was a very nice call. Short.
当时的电话大约是10分钟左右。那彼此互相针对区域的形势交换意见。那当然最让我们高兴的就是说，我们可以跟美国总统当选人去跟他恭贺。那 川普总统他是非常的高兴，那他也去形容他当时的整个选战的过程等等的哈。
I don't want China dictating to me, and this was a call put into me. I didn't make the call, and it was a call, very short call, saying congratulations, sir, on the victory. And why should some other nation be able to say I can't take a call? I think it actually would have been very disrespectful, to be honest with you, not taking it.
那双方也认为说台湾跟美国之间也是立据于共同的这个价值，共同的利益所以接下来彼此也要推动更好的台美关系。那我想这个都是让大家很兴奋的一件事情。
I fully understand the one China policy, but I don't know why we have to be bound by a one China policy unless we make a deal with China, having to do with other things, including trade.
四十年前，美中苏大三角翻转美中台小三角。四十年后，大国交易再次牵动美中台这盘三角棋局。
I think we have a very good relationship, and I think we're going to have a very good relationship with Russia and China and everyone else. I mean, I think.
卡特回忆四十年前莫斯科对美国联中抗苏的反应。
They were quite irate and attacked us.Through diplomatic means, complained quite bitterly and said that we were lining up, that the United States and China would gang up against the Soviet Union. But I finally calmed them down, including Brezhnev, who was a president of the Soviet Union. And we got along fairly well with all, both of the, our previous adversaries after that.
在40年前那时候是美国跟苏联的冷战的一个高峰，所以美国希望说能够跟中国结盟来共同对付那时候的这个苏联，所以当时的背景是这样子可是也因为当时是这个背景，所以台湾真的是被当作一个棋子，那就被牺牲掉了。
I think in the long term the American people will see that getting along well with China is a key to our own prosperity and our own peacefullife and our own good life. And I think we have a temporary maybe setback under President Trump, but I can't predict what the next president will do.
那过去认为说我来联合中国让他和平转移是要来对付 Russia, 那认为中国会改革开放然后跟美国站在同一阵营来对付俄国。没有想到就是养虎为患。
Well, I think a trade deal with China is good for the world. It's good for us and China, but it's good also for the world. I think it's very important. We'll see if it happens. We've never done a deal like this with China. Because that's been so... We lost 70...
American Eagle 跟这个 Chinese Dragon 的龙鹰大战。那这样的情况之下来看台湾，那川普大概他的幕僚就告诉他，台湾啊在战略地位上是很重要，第一岛链的中心点，那也可以说是美国价值一个很好的成功的故事。
四十年前关系正常化的美中两国，四十年后陷入贸易战与战略对抗，美国的外交政策是否会再次出现180度的转向？麦克阿瑟将军口中永不沉默的航空母舰是否将再现？
四五十年前，美军第七舰队协防台湾，高雄就是一个重要城市跟重要港口。
I think U.S. credibility would be irreparably damaged if we sat aside in the face of a direct threat to the sovereignty and independence of Taiwan. And I think our military planners take that seriously.
就在台湾关系法四十周年之际，解放军派出24架飞机与5艘舰艇，在台湾东方的西太平洋举行军事演习，并以轰炸机对台湾进行模拟攻击。
According to Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense, or MND, two Chinese military aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Flying.Jets, fighter jets and bombers around the island, presumably in connection with what we're doing this afternoon, or perhaps in connection with what we're doing this afternoon, certainly does not help at all. It hurts stability. It damages the cross-strait relationship, and it damages any attempts by China to win the hearts and minds of the Taiwan people.
It's unfortunate that China has never agreed to the idea of reunification and the renunciation of force. I think that's unfortunate. You don't settle matters today with force. You settle it with negotiation and some way of conciliation rather than confrontation.
同一时间，美国政府宣布依据《台湾关系法》批准价值$5亿的对台军售案，提升台湾 F-16 战斗机的战力。美台之间的高层互访、对台军售以及美国军舰巡弋台湾海峡的频率，都在不断的持续增加。
我想，美国的这个军舰在南海这个区域，或者是说在那个台湾海峡这个区域，他们的活动哈、现在是越来越频繁。那他们的这个做法是在国际法之下，通过国际的这个水域他们认为说这个是一个例行性的活动。那美方让我们知道的，也就是说这个是一个例行性的活动，是经过一些国际水域好、那我们认为说这个对台湾来讲应该是一个这种对台湾安全的一个显示好、那但是最重要的还是我们台湾自己的这个防卫的能力。那我们台湾面对的这种武力的这个威胁程度是非常高的。那在这种情况之下，我们应该是充实我们自己的这个国防的实力。
台湾有一个不可动摇的资产，就是我们战略地位。我们的确是第一岛链最重要的守门人，这个美国绝对不会轻易放弃的。美国只有有一天自己力有未逮的时候，才会放弃台湾。无论如何，美国不会放弃台湾。
美国绝不轻易放弃台湾，北京也从未放弃对台使用武力。40年前、40年后，台湾是否面临同样的困境，亦或是从未走出地缘宿命的三角棋局？
历史是一面镜子，而不是一根绳子。
用和平方式解决台湾问题，但是我们不能放弃用非和平的方式统一台湾的这个承诺。
中国人不打中国人，以和平方式实现统一，对两岸同胞和全民族最有利。我们不承诺放弃使用武力，
我们绝不与共匪后代，否则就是自取灭亡。
台湾绝不会接受一国两制。
禁止让我们知道过去我们犯过什么错误，我们放下过去的恩恩怨怨。
It had to be done, as I said earlier in the interview, very secretly, because we had a lot of people who were opposed to it. The Republican Party was opposed to it. A lot of the business interests that were dealing with Taiwan were opposed to it. And many people in the State Department were opposed to it. So I decided to do it, and I was successful in doing it.
你标榜人权，可是你完全牺牲了我们的人权。我说包括我在内，所有我们的Freedom Fighter 通通被打入黑牢，我说你应该为台湾道个歉。
历史不是一根绳子，永远把那些恩怨情仇绑在一起，让我们不能够携手合作。为什么我们不把手上的绳子解开，相互合作，我们一起共同推动繁荣的一些愿景？
40年后的台湾早已走出断交震撼、挥别阴霾，发展成为一个真正的民主社会。
While our administration will continue to respect our one China policy, as reflected in the 3 joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act, America will always believe.That Taiwan's embrace of democracy shows a better path for all the Chinese people.
台湾不再是美国官员口中的问题，而是一个成功的故事。
那在1996年，台湾第一次推动总统直选，让台湾成为一个 真正的这个民主国家之后，我们看到台湾跟美国的这个关系起了一个这种制度性的这种变化，也就是说美国不只是把台湾当作是一个战略的这个棋子，而是认可了台湾在民主化的过程当中的一个成功，然后把台湾当成一个典范。我想在过去十几年来，我们常常听到美国的重要的这个官员，包括美国的总统、副总统或者是国务卿，常常称赞台湾是一个民主的灯塔。美国最近常常在说台湾是一个民主成功的故事，台湾是美国可信赖的伙伴，而且台湾是一个国际良善的力量。我相信美国在形容其他的国家的时候从来没有用过这些字眼，那可以想象得到，就是说我们台湾在美国的整体对外关系里面所占的这些地位。
One of the things that has been very impressive about Taiwan's evolution over the last 40 years is, you know, clearly we had some shared values, but over time we now have more shared values as both our liberal democracies. I think it is not an exaggeration to say that the U.S.-Taiwan relationship has never been better.
一度被荒草掩埋的美国大使安克志的官邸，变成充满异文气息的咖啡馆和电影院。当年凄风苦雨的双向园，成为展示台湾软实力的舞台。而新落成的美国在台协会内湖新馆，则是象征美台关系全方位增进的精神堡垒。
The strategy of the United States is to ensure that freedom and openness flourish in the Indo-Pacific region. In this endeavor, we couldn't ask for a better friend than Taiwan. Taiwan is a democratic success story. It's a reliable partner. It's a force for good in the world. We want the rest of the world to be more like Taiwan.
Enduring partnership between Taiwan and the United States, a partnership that has withstood the test of time. Let's pledge to bring this enduring partnership to the next level. Let's turn Taiwan into a regional hub that connects Asia and the rest of the world, so that the beacon of democracy can bring the light of hope to people longing to be free.
即将再次迎来总统大选的台湾民众，究竟是选择独还是统，亲美还是亲中？
咱只有会当行的路，就是亲美。
当然，我们亲美不媚美。
国民党是不是亲中呢？我觉得他是请中了、
啊，不愿意接受中华人民共和国，所以我说你是华独嘛，中华民国独立嘛，那跟台独，所以我说台独、华独一家亲，
或统或独。都为台海先波涛，
还是这一局进退能由自己决定，选择对台湾人民最好的生活方式。
Taiwan is a economic miracle. It is a model democracy, and it is, I think, if it can settle its own political problems. That's the idea of, I believe, the Taiwan Relations Act engenders this type of atmosphere of letting the people make the decision.
Taiwan Relations Act.
而对台湾友好的美国国会议员也薪火相传，在台湾关系法四十周年之际，陆续提出多项友台法案。
40 years have proven that. We have reached the objective, and it is still, our relationship continues to exist, and hopefully it will continue to exist for 40 more years.